Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to my first ever podcast. You're tuning into The Life of Jane Doe. And in this case, it's me. So I'm trying to just stay a little anonymous just because I am sharing a few personal things that I hope maybe my friends might not hear or people that I know. Because these are actually things that I personally don't share with them. With family members, with friends, etc. So this is very personal. And today's topic that I want to get into is toxic parents. So not everyone, but most of us tend to have toxic parents, or we don't actually notice that they are toxic. Because when we were younger, we were thought to believe our parents are perfect. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just plain amazing. But then as you grow older, you start to see how toxic they truly are, how a negative influence they are. I know they're supposed to be our parents, they're supposed to be great, so on and so forth. But in reality, you get to see who they truly are. I know a lot of people may think like talking back is really bad, it's rude, disrespectful because they're your parents or your mom, etc., right? But I'm the kind of person who, I guess, doesn't like to stay quiet. I like to speak up for myself. I don't like just being told certain things and being having to believe it or go with it, follow it. So, for example, I'll share my personal story about how I think my mom is toxic. Ever since I was young, I would see her as my hero, as my role model, everything pretty much. Because, you know, she was a single parent, took care of me and my two siblings. She did everything in her power to succeed and push us through everything that we had to go through. I know, like, that's amazing. I love her for that. You know, just because she's toxic or whatever, she's my mom. So I will forever love her no matter what. No matter what happens between us or anything. But as I started growing older, I started understanding more things that she kept doing. For example, she would always, because I've always been overweight. She'd always tell me, you're such a effing pig. You're so lazy. You're so fat. And when that comes from your mother, it's hard. It's really hard to take in. But when it comes from a random stranger, it's okay, you could kind of deal with it. It still hurts. But from your mother, it's like it breaks you. You feel it in your heart, how painful that is. And it's not easy dealing with that. And as I grew older, she kept doing that. To this day, she does that. Like sometimes I just want to be confident. I want to be beautiful. I want to be told that I look beautiful. For example, I wear dresses. Well, rarely wear dresses. And she would tell me, go take that off. You look so ugly. It makes you look fat. And I was like, I would have to hold back the tears thinking about, like, I really thought I looked good today. I thought I looked okay. But in reality, she just made it seem like I was hideous. I was horrendous. So, of course, I would take off the dress or take off whatever I was wearing because my confidence went from not even 100, like an 80% down to a 15%. And that's very harsh on most people, on a lot of people. Just hearing those words, just your own mother telling you that, can some people break them. It can break so many people. But I try so hard not to let it break me because I know once it fully breaks me, I don't think I could be put back together. So I always, you know, try to think of positive thoughts. Try to fight back the tears and Cry if you need to cry. I look in the mirror and just say, I'm beautiful. I'm capable. I'm resilient. Because not everyone has that parent that would like tell them, they're like, oh, you're so beautiful, I'm proud of you and stuff. But so sometimes you just have to do it yourself and encourage yourself to push through. And I personally do tend to talk back to my mom because everything she tells me hurts. And I always confront her about that. I always tell her, don't tell me those things. It's not a really nice thing to say. And she's like, oh, I never tell you that. I never ever tell you that. And I was like, I have proof. I literally have a video of her saying, you're a flipping pig. You're lazy. You don't do anything. You're just sitting there. You're useless, worthless. And that's hard. That's difficult. So I do tend to talk back to my mom. For example, the other day she told me that I shouldn't be disrespectful towards her. She gets mad because I don't clean, I don't do anything, so on and so forth. When in reality, I'm the one who does everything. I'm the one who helps her pay the bills. I'm the one who organizes everything because she's only a Spanish speaker. I'm the one who helps her with work, school, with anything that she has. I helped her graduate from her being a CNA because I had to translate every single question for her in Spanish. I helped her do so many things, and I made her life a lot easier because I didn't get kicked out of school. I didn't get into drugs. I don't do alcohol. I don't do anything that should get her mad. But she still gets mad at me. So that night when she sent me that, we got in a little argument when she left, before she left work, because she works graveyard shifts. And that's the text message she sent me. And I sent her, I was crying, I was bawling my eyes out at night, because I'm a very sensitive person, so I cry when I'm frustrated. And I sent her a long paragraph / essay, whatever you want to call it. And I sent it to her. I sent every single little thing that I've been wanting to tell her for so long. For so, so long. And I was crying so much that when I woke up, my eyes were swollen. They're almost swollen shut for how much I cried. But then after I sent it, I had this feeling of regret. This feeling of, why did I send it? I'm going to share with you guys what I actually wrote. I told her, I wrote in Spanish, but I'll translate it. I wrote that I also don't like being disrespected. Just because you're my mother doesn't mean I need to just respect you. And I tell her, I'm your daughter, not just anyone. You should also respect me, because respect given is respect earned. So if I don't receive the respect that you want to receive, then I won't respect you in a certain way. I've personally told you not to talk to me that way, and you just keep doing it. And if you keep doing it, I guess I will have to keep doing it too. It's not fair that you treat me this way, and only me, not my siblings. I've always done everything for you. I'm not a drug addict. I'm not on the streets all the time. I don't drink alcohol. I do what I guess you consider almost everything right. I'm working. I graduated. And I graduated with no one's help. I'm studying still in the university. And the only thing that matters to you is when I bring you an award. Bring you something, recognition. And you never know what or from where I received it from. All you care is that you get to post it on Facebook and share with everyone. They're like, oh, look at my daughter, she's amazing, so on and so forth. And you just say that you don't care about me when I truly don't always feel that you mean it from the bottom of your heart. And you always be posting on Facebook that I'm the best daughter, I do nothing, blah, 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 so on and so forth. But why don't you post on Facebook that I'm useless, I'm worthless, I'm a flipping pig, I'm stupid. And you just never understood anything I went through. When I was in high school, you never asked me how I was. You never asked me, what are you up to? What programs are you in? How are you doing? How's school? You didn't care about that. And I do love you, no matter what. I don't want you to misinterpret everything that I'm saying. I just want to talk to you from mother to daughter. And I don't want to get into argument. Just give me a chance to just talk. And hopefully sometime soon, we get to really talk. So this is pretty much kind of a summary of what I sent her. But as soon as she got home, I guess I regretted it. And I don't really know if she actually read it. So I deleted it from her phone when she was sleeping. But it's not always easy sharing your thoughts. This is why I was like, for the first time ever, I sent that message. But right when I sent it, I regretted it. That's why I deleted it. But in reality, I guess at times you have to have a chance to just talk. Oh, talk to the person that you is affecting you. Just talk. For me, it's my mom. I always, when I try to talk to her, she just plain argues with me. But I honestly don't know what to do. So that is why I always hide my feelings. I don't like to show my feelings. I'm the happy person you'll see around, walking around with a smile. I have a contagious laugh, so on and so forth. But it's just not easy. And it's difficult. For example, at school, my classmates would like, I want to be just like you. You're such an amazing influence. You're so inspiring. You're hardworking. You're perfect. You're always happy and smiling. And I personally didn't know how to tell them that I'm dying inside. I need help. Because I can't always hold how I truly feel. I can't just plain hold it. That's why at times I just let it out. I cry and cry, or I write my feelings down. I write how I truly feel, and it helps. But that will not always help. So I just want to share that. You're not alone if you're dealing with this. If you're dealing with someone, doesn't even need to be your parent. With someone who just turns you down all the time, tells you you're not good enough. Tells you that you're not capable, you're worthless, useless, so on and so forth. Don't believe them, okay? Don't believe them. I know I do sometimes. And it's not easy trying not to believe them. You gotta personally tell them, I am good enough. I am capable, okay? Just confront them. Tell them, don't talk to me that way. It's rude or it's disrespectful. If I was telling you those things, how would you feel? That is something I always tell my mom when she tells me I'm fat, I'm ugly. And I was like, how would you feel if I told you those things? And she was like, oh yeah, I know. I'd get mad, so on and so forth. And I was like, okay, that's how I feel. So why are you telling me these things if you wouldn't like me to tell you those things? And she said, oh, yeah, you're right. But what? She continues. So this is just my story, what I've been through dealing with my toxic parent, my mom. And this is pretty much will be the end. And if you guys have any questions or would like me to answer anything, make sure to leave a message or anything. Contact me in any way. But I'm here for you, no matter what. Life is hard, but we gotta get through this. Sometimes it's hard alone, so we got to get through this together. But thank you all for listening to The Life of Jane Doe, which is me. That's not my name, but yeah. But welcome, and thank you so much. Have a marvelous day. Bye-bye.